Blog Talk Radio.
Anyone noticed, But Saturn and Jupiter are very close together for the first time in many, many years. It's actually quite amazing looking. For those of you with telescopes, get them out. Now, I have some very interesting things to share with you. All right, so right now we've got what we have been calling the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Well, what does it mean? An astrological reading for the planet Earth at a time of the great mutation. The grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn is upon us, and there is no looking back. Right now, we are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. Oscar Wilde. Today, all radio stations on planet Earth should be playing this song, what they aptly named the fifth dimension, immortalized in the spring of 1969. Psychedelic soul classic is now literally true. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. What? Put him back here. Put him outside. Lucifer is already attacking the tree. Of course he is. Anyway, so this occurred on December 21st at 0 degrees in Aquarius. Now, Aquarius starts just as some dodgy, self-important elites gear up to impose a great reset on most of the planet. Following a very specific reductionist and exclusionist political agenda. Yet the real deal is not the reset, it's the mutation. So we're all into something much bigger than any new Orwellian scenario. To shed much needed light into what seems our current interminable darkness, I posed selected questions. Now this went to a respected astrologer, writer, and speaker in astrology conferences worldwide, Vanessa Gazzelli. As well as a practicing psychoanalyst and psychologist. Let astrology fertilize geopolitics. Let the sun shine in. All that is solid mutates into air. Arguably, not many people around the world are aware that a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction this December 21st seems to represent the ultimate game changer. Defined by serious astrology scholars as the Great Mutation. Now, could you elaborate on this? Who's calling from Rhode Island? You've got to be kidding me right now. Hello?
This is a second notice that the factory warranty on your vehicle may have expired.
Yeah, I actually answered my phone during a radio show and it's not even real. No one has a warranty on a vehicle here! Anyway, hear that shit? They're already at it. I just woke up, okay? I was up late, okay? Working nights and shit has fucked up my schedule. So bear with me, motherfuckers. Let's go make sure that no one's fucking sitting there waiting. I'm sure there isn't. No one's probably on right now. They probably don't even know I'm here. Nope, looks like it's... Why is there 11 minutes? No. There it is. No, Lucifer, you can't go out there and mess with the tree. You're not allowed. Get over here. Come here. No, come here. Lucy, come here. Lucifer! Lucifer Morningstar! Come here. He is so bad, he's trying to get my Christmas tree. We thought the other kitten, who, by the way, has been gotten a good home, would be very happy. She's a Christmas present. We thought she was going to be the problem. Probably both. Probably both. Fucking cat. Anyway, shut up. Come here. Oh, my God. It isn't phone calls. Come here. No, we're not opening the door. Relax. Sit down. Just relax. Alright, anyway. Damn it, excuse me. Oh my God. I am so sorry. That is insane. I don't think I've ever sneezed on the radio before. Anyway, back to the age of Aquarius and our mutation. Why are you being so bad? You cannot go out there. You're a bad boy. You're a big bad boy. Look at you, you're so big. Stop it. By the way, guys, we took his girlfriend away, and he is incredibly, like, depressed. Depressed. She was just too stupid to live with us, really. She was not going where she was supposed to go, and she's just... really just a bad cat, honestly, just a bad kitty. So we rehomed her, and he's very depressed and upset, and he's being extra bad and is going crazy over the Christmas tree. My cat's a wild cat, and he's a Bengal forest cat mix. He's just giant for a baby. He's a giant baby, and he's crazy. Yeah, you're so big and you got that little tiny meow. I love you. I love you, cat. Okay, stop. Anyway, now to elaborate what that means, the mutation really means, astrologically, as it seems to take place every 200 years, and bringing it back to everyday life and politics, are we permitted to infer, my screen's cracked, it looks like enter. Infer that geopolitical parallels from what the stars are telling us. Now, what she says is by great mutation we refer to when Jupiter and Saturn conjunctions change elements, which happens every 200 years, as you mentioned. Now, I read it was 800 years. Ah, stop. Anyway, Jupiter and Saturn are in conjunction astrologically by ecliptic longitude. Every 20 years, not that long a period. However, they keep on intersecting in signs of the same element for 200 years, with the possibility of another 40 years of transition, indicating a greater cycle. Now, we had a lot of planets in retrograde. If you've heard the forecast, Mars is out of retrograde, which is nice. Now, the things that if you were hearing in the last, mister, everything that Saturn had taken from us is about to reverse. Now, Jupiter and Saturn are what we call the social planets and are to be considered in regards to politics and geopolitics. When the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction starts to effectively happen in the next great element, it marks the great mutation, denoting important socioeconomic and cultural changes. That is what's happening now. We come from a two-century period of conjunctions and Earth signs. The emphasis has been on matter and the more tangible dimensions of life, material boys and girls in a material world. Oh, you're so bad. You tried to bite me. No, I got your hand. As we now move into the element of air, as they can join at 0 degrees of Aquarius, a call for sublimination takes place. All that is solid mutates into air. Things and procedures can be less material and more digital, and to some extent, virtual. But not only that, shared ideas and ideals gain yet more importance, more than what we materially have. He's so mad. Why are you so mad? Yeah. The perfect killing machine, and you weigh 7 pounds. Yes, that's right. I could pick you up. Anyway, now, with whom and what for is what matters the most. Collaboration and cooperation are now more than ever the winds which make the world go round. This is indeed a highly significant astrological aspect and configuration happening on the December 21st at 18:20. UTC. In parts of Asia and Oceania, it will be already past midnight on December 22nd. This is not only the great mutation, but the great conjunction when the two farthest visible planets can join, not merely by longitude, but also by latitude, ecliptic coordinates, by both right ascension and declination, equatorial coordinates. That means they are not just aligned in the same direction, but really, really close to each other. In the sky, as seen from Earth, almost as if they were one and the same star. Last time the two heavenly bodies had been that close was in 1623. But that was not the Great Mutation, just a regular conjunction in terms of ecliptic longitude. Astrologically, the fact that all these enhancements happen together at the same time intensifies...
Ooh.
The significance. That was weird. I don't know what happened, but someone just came on my phone. I have an internet house phone, and we've been getting hacked a lot, and someone's been taking our phone calls. And the weirdest thing just happened. So I heard a voice, and then I don't know what the hell I heard, but then my phone hung up, right? And then it rang, and now it's back on the show. What the fuck just happened? Okay, so we're going to continue now. Holy fuck, I don't know what the fuck that was. Anyway, where were we? It's doing it again. It's because it needs... It's running out of battery. It's weird. Weirdest thing happened. All right, let's see if this works. That was weird. Okay. What the fuck? Any more interruptions? I'm sure she's going to start screaming now. She's fine, guys. She's watching her show, but she wants to be all up in here to pull the fish down. She don't stay still, otherwise I would let her in here. Anyway, where were we? We were at the regular conjunction in terms of ecliptic longitude. And now, astrologically, the fact that all these enhancements happen together at the same time, this intensifies the significance of what this conjunction now indicates. If you have not been paying attention to the political shit around you, to the world around you, and to the pandemic around you, you might want to start. we couldn't write this ourselves better. We are literally in the worst movie ever, I swear. I don't get paid enough of this. And we're all in it right now. We're all in this. Whether we realize it or not, we're in this shit together. So maybe that's where this shift will change things for us. Now, how powerful is this mutation and what this means? In everyday life, it also speaks of an increase in technological development, digitalization of things and procedures, including cryptocurrencies and digital money as sort of sublimed money, from matter to lighter, less material, substance, which can quickly circulate through air. At a more personal level, we tend to lose interest in social contexts, which are not intuitive. Oh, Lucy, it's a lot. No! You're so annoying. Leave the damn tree alone. I'm stuck in the room with this cat who is meowing to get back inside the house because he wants to mess with the tree. It's going to drive me crazy. Shut it up! Anyway, at a more personal level, as I said, losing social context will feel natural because our ideals and ideas have changed. We're pulled towards groups, associations, and projects in the same wavelength as we are. It is not a time to merely rely on institutions to take care of people, but a time to discern for oneself and then connect with others with shared interests, ideals, and purposes. The air element is where we open space and make room for the other, be it in respect for differences or to collaborate and cooperate towards shared interests and projects. Co-ops, where every participant gets a fair proportional share in a joint enterprise, is surely a way to go. Aquarius is opposite to centralizing sign of Leo. Geopolitically, that is to say, it is not the time for hegemonic single star to rule the world, but a time of many stars illuminating the entire sky. It's not a time for a single empire. There can be empires, if in plural. The strength of powerful nations now lies, more than ever, in the equality of their partnerships and alliances and mutual respect as equals. Any power which loses sight of that crucial key will see it, in the short or long run, backfire. Well, some are more powerful than others, and some will be more prominent than others. Nonetheless, they are not alone. It is time for a multipolar world. Now that is the mandate of heaven. Regarding the Great Mutation's astrocartographic map, which shows the lines of planetary positions and on the face of the Earth, it is interesting to notice that the IC lines of Jupiter and Saturn go through Beijing, indicating the relevance of China and the foundation of this 200-year cycle. Now, the IC is the root of an astrological chart. Like if you look at your star map. Now, iPhone users, y'all have the best star map ever. Oh, my God. Download that shit. Try that shit out. Wow. Oh, my God. Amazing. It just really is wow. And it's just spot on. So, everybody, get that. It'll show you what you'll see, the little lines and, you know, the roots and everything. It's pretty crazy. Did you know that there is a Japanese, it looks like a disco ball, they sent it out there, I want to say it was 1976 or some shit. What? It was either 76 or 67, don't quote me on that, but there's a fucking space disco ball, you can see it on the map. I've never seen that before, and it's covered. Everything's covered in space junk. Speaking of space junk, remember guys, Elon Musk is Elon Musk is Lex Luthor. I mean, we need to remember that. He's no Tony Stark. Elon Musk is a very bad man. Now, on the other side of the globe, we see the MC lines of the two planets going through South American, Venezuela, Brazilian Amazon, Bolivia, Argentina, showing the value of the continent's resources in this new cycle. Now, what the Davos crew is up to. Now, the current turbulent juncture seems to be pointing toward increased biosecurity and what some serious systemic analysts define as techno-feudalism. All this implies hyper-concentration of power, and not only power exercised by the geopolitical headwinds of the United States. Should we now expect a serious mutation of the world system, as studied by Emmanuel Wallerstein, in the sense of serious changes to our capitalist system? Yes, we should. We are at the very turning point of the world system, along with the great mutation, another immensely significant aspect in the 2020s, in the Saturn-Neptune conjunction. In February 2026 at 0 degrees of Aries, this is precisely the first degree of the whole zodiac, also called the vernal point, crucial in astrological interpretation. Saturn and Neptune conjoin every 36 years, which is a relatively short historical cycle. However, as with the Great Mutation, the way it occurs and where in occurs in the zodiac can lead us to broader historical perspectives and indicate more expressive historical moments. If we go back up to 7,000 years ago, this conjunction has occurred at the vernal point only in 4361 BC and 1742 BC. If we look up 3,000 years ahead, the closest it gets to the vernal point is 3 degrees of Aries in 3172, quite rare. So this conjunction at the first degree of the zodiac, 0 degrees of Aries, the very beginning, is not that small of a deal. Now, Neptune impregnates and conceives. Oh, my God. That's just, all right, you know, that's just weird. Now, Saturn refers to the concrete structure of reality, and 0 degrees of Aries means new springing up. Saturn-Neptune on 0 degrees of Aries means a new conception of reality. Aspects between Saturn and Neptune, by historical observation, are associated with socialism and communism. These movements on Earth coincide with the transitioning contact between the two planets in the sky. It has already been proven in mundane astrology historically. Moreover, this does not just tell us about the past, for it is, in fact, just about to begin, upgrading and advancing, reconfiguring itself in yet new forms of socialism. According to Wallerstein, during the structural crisis, which characterizes the final period of a world system, a bifurcation of the system can tilt to one of either direction, or to multiple systems. Before passing away, last year he did consider us to be right in the middle of a structural crisis of capitalism, absolutely, which lasts 60 to 80 years. And I'd say at this moment we're past the midpoint. It could initially go towards multiple systems in two branches. On the one hand, the freshness of the eastern winds, inspiring socialism and multipolarity through the Belt and Road Initiative and the integration of Eurasia and its partners. On the other hand, the whirlwind of the collapsing empire, its western allies, and as a Terminator cyborg operated by the perverse 0.001%, who are so lifeless they cannot conceive other people's rights to exist. First hearing about it, June 2020, it astonished me how they set the Great Reset for January 2021, so close to the Great Mutation at the end of December 2020. I doubt this is a mere coincidence or synchronicity. Now, J.P. Morgan is known to have affirmed that millionaires don't need astrologers, but billionaires do. Possibly aware of this great transition, the Davos crew seem to be actually trying to reset the system they already rule with their own settings and revive the dying system as a cyborg from hell. The nefarious potential of the Aquarian emphasis is in is the control of the society through technology, be it techno-feudalism or, God forbid, techno-slavery. On the brighter side of the force, Aquarius is about a social project to sustain life and meet the needs of people. Both dimensions or systems might coexist on Earth for a while. Western powers, not to mention the masters of the universe, as you say, who pull their strings, seem to have a long way to go before reaching a state of real and respectful recuperation. Perhaps more ancient civilizations found in the East have a deeper, more consistent root from which to draw the wisdom and maturity necessary in such challenging times for humanity. Often remembered for the food and the goods traded along the route, the Silk Roads involved in the past and involved nowadays, the exchange of ideas. It is interesting to observe the strong Aquarian edge activated in China's astrological progressions when the Belt and Road Initiative was first proposed by Xi Jinping in Astana in 2013, and how it connected to the degree of the Great Mutation progressed Venus and Jupiter conjunct AC at 1 degree Aquarius. When some years before that, Vladimir Putin gave his historical speech in Munich proposing the Eurasian integration in February 2007, there was a Saturn-Neptune aspect in opposition. When at the 70th UN Assembly, both Putin and Xi delivered long and strong and synchronized speeches affirming the multipolarity of the world in 2015. There was also a Saturn-Neptune aspect, a square. Now, the next Saturn-Neptune aspect will be the conjunction, February 2026, inaugurating a brand new cycle, and we can expect it to be related to these previous movements. Keeping in mind the cycle points towards multipolarity and new forms of socialism. Now, the Black Moon spell. Could COVID-19 on a certain level be interpreted as the unpleasant permeable towards a great mutation? After all, the new social unreality represents a system upside down, near total economic devastation, especially a small business, canceling of constitutional rights, governments practically ruling by decree with no popular consultation, global corporations censoring any manner of informed dissent, whose society is practically under house arrest, most of the planet reduced to a sort of totalitarianism, or totalitarian, if you will, theme park. Oh, COVID-19, we could have a whole conversation just on the implications of it, so many dimensions and how it can be, to some extent, astrologically tracked. It definitely can be interpreted as the unpleasant permeable, perhaps aiming to the Great Reset, one could ponder. Shut up! My God, an unprecedented worldwide collective experience and experiment. Nonetheless, serving to shake it all up, transforming our very perception of time, preparing for the new conception of a new time. To all those paying attention, a call to be yet more alive, more vivid, against all odds. The very deconomy, I hate that word, which has been so emphasized between either caring for life or caring for the economy, in and of itself shows how absurd a world already was. How many people so easily got caught into separating one thing from the other, and it was a means to resist the system and finally say no to the demands of capital accumulation. To eventually see, indeed, small businesses devastated, poverty increasing drastically, while its billionaires concentrate wealth to yet more bizarre levels. Something fundamental to consider is how it has affected the human body. The pandemic was declared with Black Moon, the lunar apogee, in Aries, and then indicates the importance of being sharply present and responsive as Michael Jackson danced. Bruce Lee moved and Maria Zakharova responds. In October, Black Moon, this astrological point representing the visceral and instinctive dimensions of existence, moved into Taurus, highlighting the importance of being aware of how the life force in us is conditioned or channeled, shaping how we perceive our own existence. For instance, how the confinement of the body might or might not confine our psyche. What are the psychological effects of the lack of touch or the physical experience of constantly having our mouths covered? How those situations affect our psyche is not irrelevant. Both Rene Descartes and Wilhelm Reich had Black Moon in Taurus. How are mind and body related? Are they a Cartesian dichotomy, or are they intertwined as bioenergetic? Unity moved by libido. This is an important underlying issue in our collective until July 2021. Now, the fate of the American Empire. Astrology and history is full of fascinating stories about celestial interpretations opening the way to a crucial political or military move. For instance, oh my God, Lucifer, why? Right before the Mongol conquest of Baghdad in 1258, the great Khan Hulegu asked the court astrologer about the prospects ahead. The astrologer Husayn al-Din said that if he followed his generals and invaded Baghdad, the consequences would be ominous. But then Hulegu turned to Shia's astronomer, or it looks like Shia astronomer, Tusi a polymath. Tusi said the invasion would be a major success. That's what happened. And Tusi was admitted into Hulegu's inner circle. So the Mongols, who built the largest empire in history, were big friends of celestial insurance. Could celestial insurance in our times end up predicting the fate of another empire, the U.S.? That's true, there are so many fascinating stories. The end of the Byzantine Empire and conquest of Constantinople by Sultan Mehmet II of the Ottoman Empire was also marked by an astrological prediction of the Ottoman victory related to an eclipse. The U.S. Pluto return happens in 2022. That's massive, and it's a cycle of approximately 247 years. Pluto has a sense of fate to it. The return of the Lord of the Underworld also speaks of the return of that which was repressed, hidden, or rejected. It will have three exact hits throughout 2022, and the final and definitive of the next Pluto cycle has the planet of death and regeneration facing Black Moon Lilith and Cancer in opposition. Karma is a bitch and hits home. It is also a cycle related to power and power status. It won't be all bad, and some victorious moments will be there. But there is a change in the country's position and the balance of powers in the world, which is not so easy to digest. The power struggle will be intense, both externally and internally, with considerable risks of destructive manifestations. The best way to go through such a moment would be to purge. I don't like that, although it's hard to believe the swamp can be so easily drained. It is a call for a deep transformation when all things under the rug and corpses out of the basement are to be dealt with. For the nation's people, it is a call for maturity, Saturn conjoins Moon, compassion and more humanely receptive disposition, Neptune opposition, letting illusions dissolve and realizing the empire is losing the hegemony and the status. But the nation will continue. What nation should it be for its people and opposed to against other peoples? Now, this doesn't mean the Empire of America will fall by 2022, but it is collapsing and will undergo dramatic transformations in the coming decade. A dystopian renaissance. Amid so much gloom, looks like you are introducing a very hopeful concept. This dystopian renaissance, that's the exact opposite of what is being largely interpreted as our inevitable neo-Orwellian future. How would you characterize this dystopian renaissance in terms of individual, collective, political, and cultural struggle? Well, this concept emerges precisely to elucidate the extreme complexity of our times. Well, the renaissance part seems very hopeful, doesn't it? But there's the dystopian part, too. It is not utopian renaissance as well as we know. Perhaps in 200 years, when we reach the great mutation into water, the same elements of the same magnificent Italian Renaissance, humanity, might be able to feel and better comprehend deeper dimensions of life. Why not aim for a utopia next? But whatsoever may be possible by then passes through right now. It is now that, along with this special great mutation, a few significant astrological aspects point to a real change of the world system. It takes this crucial moment in time and this period of air to elevate perspectives, to share ideas and ideals, and understand how enriching it can be to build a community with a shared future for mankind, as Xi Jinping puts it. Now, a highly enhanced turning point, opening new horizons, offering the possibility of enriching exchanges in the multipolar world. and with a call for socialism like we haven't known before. Let's not forget this moment in time also resonates with the 13th century when Venetian Marco Polo, traveling through this Silk Road to Asia, brought back to Europe the freshness of the eastern winds with news from Kublai Khan's Yuan dynasty, including the sublimation of money into a lighter form from coin to paper. At that time, there was a stellium, a concentration of planets in Capricorn, just as we had in 2020, with the following Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius, although not a great mutation, a Pluto's ingress into Aquarius, as we will also have in 2023-24. It is an absurdly dystopian context. Can you sit down? But a turning point for a new conception of reality and the possibility for surprising new horizons. A new world system is in the air. Now, Giorgio Agamben, I hope I said your name right, because that's weird, has referred to that famous folk cult intuition in Les Mots et Les Choses when Foucault writes that humankind may disappear like a figure drawn in the sand being erased by waves hitting the shore. This striking image may apply to our present mutating condition as we are about to enter a transhuman, even post-human era, dominated by artificial intelligence and genetic engineering. Now, he argues that COVID-19, global warming, and more radically direct digital access to our psychic life, all these elements are destroying humanity. Would the great mutation install a different paradigm and lead us away from post-humanity? Now, the rapid development in technology will be something seriously complex to deal with. It will be amazing in many ways, but not all pretty, presenting undeniable challenges, some of which are already here and about to intensify. That sounds terrible. What are the effects of technology and artificial intelligence and both our organic and a subjective bodies? I want you to shut up. Terrible. Are you going to read this? You going to read for us? Oh, my God. God, help me. Zeus, Oprah, anybody, call him a doctor, please. It's driving me crazy. Let's see. Mind control with bi-directional devices, both collecting information and inducing commands, is a work in progress. Yeah, stop watching TV. Perverse levels of technological control of society are a serious concern, as Pluto, a.k.a. Hades, Lords of the Underworld, will also transit the technological and futuristic Aquarius from 2023 to 24 on up until 2043 and 44, times of intense social transformation, when technological advancements will blow our minds and the very conception of science will change considerably. Right now, people are stupid and don't believe in science. I can't believe it. But with serious risks of transhuman and post-human madness, we cannot disregard our organicity. We cannot disregard our subjectivity either. So Pluto is about transformation or domination. In other words, quoting a recent article, here's our future. Hackers or slaves? Jesus Christ. Everyone's getting hacked right now, man. Oh, yeah. Don't trust untrust. Move your money to PNC if you have one. They're way better. We've got to go hacking, not only in the objective sense, which certainly becomes more and more desirable skill, but in the subjective sense as well, finding lines of flight and keeping Eros alive. Now, the life force in us is vivid. Considering we're already here, living through dystopian times, we might as well make the best out of the undeniably epic adventure instead of succumbing to the fear and isolation overtaken by the doom and gloom. Let's not forget Wallerstein's observation on destiny versus free will. A very cool take, by the way, which my experience as an astrologer observing collective and individual cycles very much confirms both exist. Now, during the stable period of a world system, it's normal life, and when its structure is functioning well, even if there are some fluctuations in it, it is very hard to change things in the system. It tends to stabilization. It's destiny. You got to put a whole lot of effort to get perhaps very little change trying to escape destiny. But when the world system has reached its final phase, it can no longer be rescued, and there is a lot of instability. The crisis is not going away, and the only possibility is change in one way or another. It's free will time, and in structural crisis, Wallerstein says we have more free will and our actions have a stronger impact and every little move counts. That's why if you don't wear a fucking mask, you actually have a chance of killing more people or getting killed yourself. People are dumb. Now, this will have the deciding moment in which the direction of the change of the system will go in our personal lives at this turning point in time. As Foucault questions, we may also ask ourselves, as humans, are we an obstacle or an obstruction? We definitely are an obstruction on this planet. Are we a way of imprisoning life, or are we an opening and a line of flight? Now, in regard to Foucault's words, you and Amgen begin bring flight. Please allow me to refer to the previous paragraph, just before the final one in Les Mots et Les Choses, when he states that by taking a relatively short chronological sample within a restricted geographical area, European culture since the 16th century, one can be certain that man is recent invention within it. The man he is referring to as the effect of change on the fundamental arrangements of knowledge a couple of centuries ago. With the new arrangements perhaps about to end, it's within European references that this, neither the beginning nor the end of man, nor its only interesting expression, with huge deep appreciation for so much of European culture. Perhaps one of the things coming to a necessary end is Eurocentrism. Nonetheless, of course, it is deeply worrying how faces are being at the same time digitally traced by machines. Pay attention to your Walmart cameras, it's really weird, and hidden from other humans by masks, especially the effects of that in children. The current transition is not without epistemological effects. Oh my God. And effects on how we conceive man. Okay. And humans. But it's not all said and done. To counter the objectification of humans, it may be timely to draw from the toughest concentration of human beings. Now, human being is a sound which has taken seat, has taken place, and vibrates. We got to keep our bodies, faces, and words vibrant for the native South American. Now, tapas, each human being is a new music, a new word vibrating and co-creating life with others in nature. It seems that deeper roots of Aboriginal indigenous wisdom still need to be more fully acknowledged and reintegrated into the Americas before the reinvention of the West, the world in the West can take place. Now, winds blow from the east and from Eurasia, inspiring new forms of coexistence, but the controllers of capital, wealth, and worldly power won't give it up without a fight, or a few wars, and a heavily load of social control via technology, capturing bodies and minds, what will be great reset or great mutation. Is there a way out? Yes, and it seems to go along this new Silk Roads with the Eurasia integration, literally to some important extent, but symbolically as well. The West can gain a lot from opening up to the Eastern winds and the news and ideas they bring, stories of a community of shared future for mankind. A new world system is in the air. Now, when we hear that new world system, new world order, blah, 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 one currency and all that stuff, there's a lot of things that come with that. There's a lot of things we don't understand. Now, I found this to be very informative, and it really does make sense to me, especially. It makes a lot of sense about what we've been going through and where we're about to go. Now, I don't know about everyone else, but from what I've been gathering, my grandfathers, they fought in the wars. If my mom's dad was alive, he would have tried to, actually, he would have probably succeeded. He would have crawled out of his grave to take Trump out and all of his cronies and anyone who promotes Nazi propaganda. Has this always been? Yes, of course it has. The Nazis never died or went away. They just went to Argentina and rebuilt. They integrated our systems of all kinds, both politically and religious, everything, anything you can think of. And now, it's going to be a time for change. We have to make a decision. You can't do both. This has been one of the worst years for my family, definitely for a lot of families, and that will continue if we don't remember that it does indeed take a village. I will say that I learned a lot from this article, and I will too be paying more attention. I mean, I have been more lately, but this is just like woe for me. I always heard about the age of Aquarius and what happens when the planets are aligning, yada, yada. You read prophecies and stuff like that and different books and beliefs and what have you, religions and whatnot. Oh, we have someone sitting here. Let's see. 24 minutes. You're on that TV.
Hey, T's Melissa. I hope that you and your family are well. You are very caring. Beautiful personality, and your cat needs his, your beautiful baby needs your mommy. I learned quite a bit interesting information, and I hope you're safe. I really gonna pray.
Thank you.
I've never seen you, but I feel the frustration, and it is, and those people there are paying with karma because this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I will. Even in my mind, I feel bad. I really, really do have with my heart. What state are you in? Can I just get a state?
Oh, I am in. I'm in Mount Dora, actually, in Florida.
Okay. Florida. Okay.
Yeah, right. I live in a little Bodunk county, but we're in a good spot. I will say that only some of my town is stupid. The neighboring towns around it, people are pretty dumb. I had to actually leave my job because it was getting just too dangerous when my superiors around me do not feel that science is real and it doesn't matter if they wear a mask properly or not. And I got dishwasher boys coming in, no mask, coughing, bringing home sickness. I brought home illness. Thank God it wasn't COVID-19. We really took a risk there. So I had to leave my job. I've been doing some gigs overnight, doing houses and stuff. And, you know, I'm trying to stay positive, you know, putting out applications. But it is really hard to find a job.
Okay, I pray. I feel you will get another job in the fast food. I mean, I really do.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
yeah.
will do. I don't care if it's mm-hmm. being a grave digger at this point.
Well, yeah, even I'll respect you. I know you're a chef. You told me I hurt you. Probably McDonald's.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Think.
So,
mm-hmm.
everyone's waiting. We've been
okay,
following
I have a question.
Your...
Real quickly. Yeah. May I please ask you a question?
Sure.
It's a quick read, and I know you have much time, but the gentleman that I talked to you about a few weeks ago, there was a little bit of a disagreement because of a situation. I can hear your voice, and you're smart, my God. But that's why I know you're gonna get a job. I know you are. But I should like to know if he is able, should I still stay positive, let it manifest? I mean, we all have disagreements. Nobody's perfect. Look at our beautiful, our high president. Oh, he's always fighting. but anyway, but what I'm trying to say is that what do you see from this? Is he going to apologize to me? Says, I ignore him. I always have my mask on. I was 10 feet away outside, so I took it off for a moment. And then he said, oh, I'm going to take a picture of your face. Okay. So I know he likes looking at my eyes, but I put it back on and went inside. But disagreement here, is he going to come into reflection? What do you see from this? I mean, I know there's going to be I think a coworker might. Anyway, I don't want to mess up the energy. Your prediction, or what do you see?
Oh.
Let it manifest.
I saw that coming. Remember we talked about this.
Yes. That's why Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anybody could call T for a reading. Everything she said has been accurate. right on the dot.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, we said this was coming. Oh, my. Okay. Oh. All right. Oh, God. All right. Well, we've got a big story here. Now, we already knew he was coming into some trial and error. We talked about how it was not auspicious, let things roll, and how I said beware. He's got some things in his past, tried to change his life and whatnot and lead some people out of it. But, of course, I assume there is another person, right? I'm pretty sure. All right, so we got the world upside down. I've got the Three of Swords. Cannot be good. Now, when it is reversed, this is saying don't be trusting. Don't trust. Put your faith in number one. Right now, pamper yourself in the object of your affection. Seeking intimacy and personal happiness in all you do. Revelations, they come slowly, but will be worthwhile when they arrive. Now, this revelation has everything to do with the judgment. Now, you have judgment sitting next to the Six of Wands. Now, your judgment is in reverse. Now, keep your ears and your mouth open and your mouth closed. Listen and read all the fine print. Self-esteem is low and needs a boost. Right now, act without fear. Shift into high gear. Now, this is what this card is about when it's reversed. Now, I'm sitting next to Six of Wands. Now, Six of Wands is about competing, bringing out the best, and not to be afraid to ask some questions. Apologies are in the stars. But what I'm telling you here is you've got the Two of Pentacles next to a reversed magician. You've got a Five of Swords next to the Seven of Pentacles. Your foundation is the Seven of Cups and the reverse Ace of Cups. Now, which meaning that as we are letting this saga unfold, there's a lot of things being juggled around you. But as it says, read the fine print. You're not the only one who's trying to get the attention of this person. Well, you already have his attention. But see, he's still having the behind the past coming back to him. Now, when we look at this magician here, it is in reverse. Now, magicians are about having everything and all the go-ahead. But right now, it's paying attention to rules and thinking twice before acting. Don't close yourself off from the help and guidance of others, and beware of arrogance. Make friends, not enemies. So that's what this card is about, when it's in reverse. Now, for you right now, definitely, there is apology in the stars, but if you forgive him, this will not go how you want it to go. The feelings and there, but it's taking a back seat for the moment because things are changing. Something has changed. Now, when we look at our cup, it's an ace, it's reversed. It's supposed to be the beginning of happiness arriving soon. But acceptance, right now, don't be full of yourself and act with determination. Right now, you need to know when to say no. So, forgive, yeah, sure. Right now, pamper yourself, take care of yourself, and pay attention to you. You need to do that more so right at this moment. You got your Seven of Cups, which is also reversed. So, as this opportunity is here, we have to take a look and realize that it's not the only alternative. Remember it said alternative, be on the lookout for alternatives. Now, emotions being high right now, let go of situation that no longer concerns you. And spend some time and money on things that make you feel good. So right now you get to go ahead to yet again pamper yourself. Pay attention to you. Because this guy is spiraling right now. Things aren't going as well as he had hoped. Everything that he began is, well, starting to have some issues. Things are going to mellow out mentally when it comes to this. It's going to become the Five of Swords. Now, Five of Swords basically means feeling overwhelmed and low in spirits, but now is the time of reprioritizing, being you're not powerless as you feel. Now, remember that this is sitting next to the Eight of Pentacles. So all isn't for naught. There's a lot of things going on right now that you're doing, and there's going to be some fruition here. But when it comes to him, definitely take into consideration for yourself. You know what's best for your loved ones and your coworkers and those around you that you care about. You have the strength to provide it, but you have lots to learn here. So if you lack the information, have the determination to find it. Meaning, again, read between the lines. He's definitely pretending to try and be something that he's really not. You have the Six of Pentacles, which means, it's not too bad. That's a good spot to be in. Not bad at all. You will soon profit from the extra efforts you've been putting forth. Don't be overly sensitive to the needs of others, especially at work or him or anyone else, and beware of overindulgence. In this sense, your overindulgence would be, well, this saga that you're in right now, letting this unfold. Don't indulge into it too much because your king is now reversed. This King of Swords who was right side up before, and I warned you of this, if you remember. Your king is saying that jealousy abounds in those around you. To watch out for narrow minds and prejudice, develop your intellectual skills, and play your haunches. If your intuition tells you what it is, do not second-guess yourself. This is not a time for that. I dropped one card for you. Your final moment here, and it's funny because it's Temperance, but it's upside down. So Temperance is usually about perseverance, having that patience, be willing to be patient, and forcing yourself to be patient. But when it's reversed, those around you are playing to win. Don't be foolish and self-centered. But don't believe in everything you hear. There's a lot posturing in the air. Accept favors and be kind, but always listen to your higher self. What I just told you seconds ago with no card, this card reiterated that for you. He's lying about something. Is that why you fought?
Yes.
Yeah.
Continue. So, what is it? Is he? Does he come down? Does he understand it?
He will be apologetic, but he will go back to his old self. He's not feeling it. The change for him isn't working out. Whatever he changed in his life, the over partying, the self indulgence, the all that stuff. And the people he was in with are still coming around and trying to get him to go back to the way of life. So as he will be apologetic, he's lying. And I warned you about this, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. So
when you say he's lying, does that mean do I end up having a problem with him, or do this develop later on of having some form of friendship like we have talked about?
Don't make enemies, make friends. It is better to have him on a neutral side than on a bad side. Because he's erratic and he's not predictable. He can be predictable, but right now he's not. There's no telling, especially with our, if you heard the beginning of the episode, the transmutation everyone's going through. Some signs will be affected differently than others. Some more negatively and some more positively. In this sense, be as a friend, but don't let him close. Love him from afar. Do not let him get into your life too much because he will bring all of that drama to you. Now, will that change?
Okay.
It's very possible. But right now, he's not being honest with himself or anyone else. And if he likes you, this probably going to lie to you the next time.
What is he going to lie about?
Especially if it's about, I don't know, another person that we've foreseen in his past. possible. I think it looked to me that maybe he partied a little bit, or maybe he had a drug addiction at some point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that might be his fight right now, and that might be what's eating him right now. The circle never left. He tried cutting them out, remember? But they were going to hang around and come back around. Maybe even the possible... I felt female. I feel X. I feel someone that was his devil, was his bad influence in his life. The person he fought with the most. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a foreigner. False. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's coming into play now. So... as we have this, the conjunction and this, we had the, a solar eclipse as well, and then we had the black moon and what's going on there. All of this matters at these times, especially for certain signs. Now, as we predicted, remember I said, keep your shield and sword up because he could end up being an asshole. I say that because I saw that he had, it looks to me like a drug addiction. Looks to me like he was in a bad, like, in bad company and did things, influenced him to do bad things. So I would say continue letting that unfold, but definitely do not give yourself to that person. I mean, if it's going to happen, make him work. Do not allow him to manipulate you. Remember, we said you know there's a lot of things that you can see, but you still can be manipulated at this time. And this is that time. This is that time. Wow. Over time, everybody, I don't know how it didn't hang. It's been hanging up lately, but let's see how far this goes. That's crazy. So, I say keep letting it roll out, but don't make any final decisions.
Don't make any final decisions. One thing I'm a little bit confused. I'm confused about one thing. All this, he will apologize, does he have some sort of feeling that he's gonna go back before this agreement we had?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's got stuff lingering in his realm. It's very confusing. All of it's very confusing. He doesn't know how to feel now. Because of everything going on, astrologically, he's one of those signs that is getting affected easily. So I will say that. That's definitely something you cannot trust at this time. So
okay.
Do not trust. Let it unfold, but do not make any final decisions on this. Because he's still fighting a demon. You know? You don't want to have to battle these demons because they'll become yours.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
So be there for him like, you know, a good person does. Let him know you care. But step back and watch this shit happen because this is the next part. This is going to be a challenging time. Especially for you, because we've been fucking working on this for, months? And waiting for all this shit to go down, and now this is how this turns out? Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? This agreement, I'm going to do it quickly. There's an employee that worked with another place he worked, but now the sheriff's department is looking at that employee, something that happened. did they talk to me? Do you think that that employee is going to be arrested or anything like that, ticket citation? Because they told me that they were checking her.
You know, the last reading that we did, didn't we see legal troubles and something was going to go down?
Yes.
Yeah. There will be legal trouble, and they probably, yeah, there's going to be a lot of drama there. That's exactly why I told you, yeah, he might be an asshole, so let's just wait and see, you know, to protect you and your car just fucking flew out. Okay, so we've got...
Okay, thank you.
Hold on, I've got cards falling out. We're just going to see how far this episode goes over time. Holy shit, let's see. Oh, I'm rolling through here, and let's see. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Go for it, girl.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow. Trouble in paradise. Oh, shit. Yeah. He may be involved in this. Or knows about it. Something here.
Yeah,
something.
He knows about it.
Yeah, he definitely does. You're about to find out some secrets. So we've got the Death card, we've got Three of Pentacles, and on top of that crossing over is the Moon. Underneath that is the Five of Cups, and the future outcome is the Sword and a reverse Emperor. All bad. All fucking bad. Now, this is, despite the obvious talents, success will come slowly at this time. Respect the past and learn from it. Frustrations, obstacles, delays, or setbacks will test your perseverance. Don't react too harshly. Make all your decisions unemotionally. Balance work with play. Yeah, this is pertaining to both of you because he's involved in this. And you are in this spiraling tornado here. You're about to find out some shit about this person. That other person's going to be in trouble. He is possibly going to be definitely in trouble. You here have the Five of Cups, and they are reversed. Rise above the petty politics. Friends bring support, but it might also help to take vacations and get away from the daily grind. Meaning for you right now, step away, step away, step away. We have the Eight of Swords here, and this is about anxiety, worries, troubles, and mental state, where it's just becoming all too much of a burden. Now, not to worry our heads about this. Gossip is in the air. Be easy going when you encounter opposition from stubborn people, but postpone ultimatums and don't accept everything as fact. Ooh, it's telling you to update your fucking resume. And make up your mind and open yourself up to new business deals and think about current and future financial needs. You will eventually be leaving your job. Holy crap.
Okay.
Speaking of job, we have a reverse Knight of Pentacles. Wow, we managed to fucking do this shit. Okay, let's do it. Telling you to stop overspending, cut back and start looking at bottom lines, what you owe and who you owe it to. Because as you will be leaving your job for some reason, holy shit, why is all your fucking
tell me
upside down? You have the Empress who's fucking upside down. You are in for it. This month is going to be, like, yeah, for you. It says don't exaggerate your fears. Be reluctant to take action. Shit. Problems with your mother and other intimate women in your life are imminent. So, be careful and beware that all of this shit is going to come spiraling out of control, but don't worry, things must end for new things to begin. That being said, your death card is right side up. We have no tower here, but it does look like some things are going to start falling down around you. So pay attention to yourself and your financial and your stability. Because right now, in your passion part of your life, the love section here is just all fucked because he's just a fucked person. Why in the hell do we attract fuckboys? I don't know what to tell you, but women who are healers attract men who need healing. I'm sorry to tell you this. We cannot heal them. You cannot change them. Only they can be the writer of their own story. You can help be there supportively, try to help divine, like divination, you know, tell them, guide them, whatever. It doesn't fucking work. If they're a broken person, they're a fucking broken person. You cannot fix a fucking broke person. They have to do it themselves. So that being said, you can't fix this guy. Fuck it. Fix your own shit. Right now you got to get ready for self-ruin. Things financially are going to start getting really tight for you. Don't overshop. You're a shopper. I can tell. One of those two. I had to also do the fucking same. So, that being said, we saw this coming. Good thing. We've already prepared for this. Good thing. Thank God I was on today. And we're looking at a telenovela. That is your life. No worries. Everything changes every day. Fuck off, weird guy with the dumb fucking shit in your life. Stand by and watch. Be a support. Don't make him your enemy because it could go very bad for you. You might have to leave work because of that. Just choose your words wisely and keep him at arm's length. That's what I would say.
Do you think that real quickly that he would do something bad to me?
He is that type of person. If you get on his bad side, he will not be able to let you be in the same realm as him, especially if he has pull. If he has seniority to you, you will be kicked out of the service. If he has a social ring in the area and has more pull socially than you, and let's say you live in a small town or whatever, like I do, someone has more pull than you, they can blackball you like a motherfucker. So at this point in time, to not be kicked out of this circle where you are now, do not make him an enemy. Do not be cruel. Don't nitpick, but also do not let him try and manipulate you. This is a very hard wire to walk right now. So a balancing act must be in order. So my best advice here is, yes, he is a fucking bitch, as in he's like a female, vindictive as hell. Is he a Cancer or possibly somewhere in between Cancer? I pick up a Cancer, a Sag, a Gemini, an Aries. Pisces people are just horrible, sorry.
February 18th.
Oh, my God.
February 18th.
A fucking Aquarius?
Yes.
He's a fucking Aquarius. He's a
yes.
fucking Aquarius. That was going to be the next one I said. They are just as
yes.
fickle as ever. And we have Jupiter and Saturn going into Aquarius. Why is he having... This is supposed to be fucking Aquarius' goddamn time. What the fuck? Okay. 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 God damn it. Okay. All right, look. Your guy has problems. He is mentally unstable right now. He does not know how to fucking do what he wants to do, and he is stupid. Okay? He's stupid. He is on some other dumb shit, and he doesn't even realize it. So he's involved with, remember what we said, bad influences in his life. He has the devil, the tower. Remember, we had the big major arcana cards. You had like we used 26 cards in that reading. And we saw this coming. So don't be fucking surprised, like it said, when it doesn't work out how you want. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
On the outside, you seem like a gentleman, but this gentleman is an idiot. I think we had a, I want to say there was a knave of cups in there talking about immature in love, I want to say, at one time.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is that. He wants to, but he's a fucking Aquarius. Oh, my God. When is your birthday?
November, Scorpio.
Oh, wow. What fucking day is that?
Fourth.
Oh, wow. November 4th. Okay. All right. Yeah, you are definitely a Scorpio. One of the earlier ones, though, so you're not a piece of shit. That's nice. I have an awesome Scorpio best friend. She's also a tarot reader herself. She learned from me. I actually have to have her throw cards for me. So she is a Scorpio. I want to say her birthday is on November 1st. So good time to be in Scorpio is a great time, because when you go more to the end, complete assholes, just fucking assholes. Sorry, guys, but some of you are assholes and completely just because they're water signs and, like, they're very fickle in love and very jealous and overpowering. And, like, Scorpio women, my Venus is in Scorpio, so I'm like, y'all, okay, I want your soul, all right? I need that. Don't give it to me. That's what I want. I own it now. So basically, that's how y'all love. And we are loyal, and if we feel that you are not, we do that 180 real quick. 0 to 100 real quick. A bitch will burn down your motherfucking house, okay? So I'm a Libra Taurus rising. So as I am a Libra, I am also a Taurus. So that is my Taurus face, but I'm such a fucking Libra. Ask me to make a decision on what I want to eat at the place I want to eat at. Yeah, Libra all the way. Did you hear this asshole behind me? So the whole time, my fucking cat.
Yes.
He is trying to get the Christmas tree. What the fuck is wrong with this animal? Like, we thought it was going to be the other cat, so we rehomed her. By the way, we rehomed the cat we were fostering. She got a house. Hopefully they'll keep her. They actually had to pay to get her, so everything looks good so far. But we were worried about her. But my cat is, you can't control him.
He's
worse than two children.
He's hungry.
No.
Tea real quickly. This problem here, legal. That person's going to go to jail ticket. You saw that?
Mm-hmm. I see definitely legal problems here and authorities. And it won't, the dealings with authorities will not go to well. No.
Should I, because the sheriff's talking to me, should I tell him that there's tension because they,
tell them, but I would say this. If you fucking tell what you know, it will out you faster than anything else, because they will know. Don't do it. Don't say nothing. Keep your fucking shit to yourself. Don't open your fucking mouth. Don't you fucking do it.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember, they will find you when they get out, and you will end up in a ditch dead. Don't you fucking do that shit. Don't do it. Just don't. It'll be bad. You'll be outed. It'll be bad. I already see. Don't. Whatever the fuck you're thinking about, you keep your mouth shut. You say nothing. And I'm sorry to say that to you, but I'm telling you for your best interest. You want to live, right? Keep your mouth shut. Don't fucking say shit. Keep your nose clean. Keep it to yourself. You take that fucking secret to your death. You hear me? You don't say shit.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, guys.
Okay.
We are timed out. I'm going to have to pay extra dollars for that. Fine. I enjoy it. I love it. Thank you for listening. You be safe. Don't fucking say nothing to nobody. That's the tea, y'all. Wear your fucking mask. Wash your motherfucking hands. Black lives motherfucking matter, assholes. And the Proud Boys are fucking vaginas. And that's the tea, everybody. I will run tomorrow when I wake up. Do not expect me up at 9 in the morning. My schedule is so fucked. I'm sorry. If you're looking for me at 9 a.m., start looking for me about 11:30, noon o'clock. All right, guys. So thank you, girlfriend, and keep your mouth fucking shut. I will be back tomorrow, y'all. Zen Rider out. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.